In the mid-1950s, a team of designers at MGM Studios built an elaborate robot for the sci-fi classic Forbidden Planet. Robbie the robot played a servant to Dr. Morbius. Last week, Robbie sold at auction for more than $5.3 million to an unknown buyer. Bonham's Auction House says that's a record for a movie prop.
Robbie was constructed of metal, plastic, and glass and cost about $100,000 to make. That was a lot of money at the time. And his career went well beyond Forbidden Planet. NPR's Glenn Weldon takes us through some of Robbie's highlights.
He is the iconic 50s film robot.
For your convenience, I am monitored to respond to the name Robbie.
He looks like a cross between a guy in a deep-sea diving suit and the Michelin Man, right? He's got pincers for hands, he's got a dome on his head, he's got two little whirligigs kind of whirling around.
I am at your disposal with 187 other languages along with their various dialects and sub-tongues.
He is designed to look friendly, to look like a helper, as opposed to all those robots we'd see in movies up to that point, which were tended to be either obviously a dude in a suit or just evil incarnate.
Nice climate you have here. High oxygen content.
I rarely use it myself, sir. It promotes rust.
And then over the course of his long career, he, like any other actor, he got whatever gig he could.
Get the Pentagon. Class A emergency. The rocket has just been entered by a robot.
He did an episode of The Twilight Zone.
A new gravy. Hot chocolate.
Mork and Mindy.
This is Chuck the Robot.
Greetings, Mindy. I am sorry about the door.
He was in Lost in Space.
The Robinsons. Prefer me.
He also played the Squeezix.
Finally, a robot to stop ladies from squeezing Charmin.
Don't squeeze Charmin.
The robot that cannot help but squeeze the Charmin in a Charmin commercial.
Squeeze Charmin, squeeze Charmin.
Whatever you needed, you had this amazing, really expensive prop. People from all different walks of life, all different ads, all different movies and television just kept reusing it and reusing it because it was so iconic, so recognizable, and so expensive.
NPR's Glenn Weldon on Robbie the Robot, the prop recently sold at auction for more than $5.3 million.